My name is Jamie Handley, and I live in Lilburn, Georgia. And my favorite April Fool's Day joke was when my husband asked me to marry him, proposed to me with a button ring, a ring stacked and made out of buttons, in front of the place where we had our first kiss, and then proceeded to tell me it was an April Fool's, and after getting a good walloping, pulled out the real ring and asked me to marry him for real. And I said yes. So April Fool's Day is a very special day for us.
Hi, I'm Georgia Zumwalt in Jefferson, Georgia. My favorite April Fool's was actually a joke that I had played on my children. This is when they were young. Instead of a typical dinner, I had a reverse dinner. We had cake for dinner, and they got all excited because we were going to have cake for dinner. When I cut into the cake, they noticed that it wasn't a typical cake. It was actually a meatloaf that the frosting was mashed potatoes and was decorated with ketchup, and they thought that was pretty funny. But we had a great time with that. It was one of those fun memories. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
My name is Rick Gunter in Sugar Hill. I think one of my favorite all-time April Fool's jokes was played pretty much on the city of Chicago when I lived there. The DJs from the classic rock station WXRT switched places for the day with the disc jockeys from WFMT, the classic station. So the WXRT DJs played classic rock all day on the classic station. The classic DJs played classical music all day. It was pretty funny, and it had everybody going for quite a while until they figured out the joke.
Hi, my name is Bob Schwartz, and I live in the East Atlanta Village neighborhood. And my favorite April Fool's joke was pulled on an entire class on April 1st, 1958, by our fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Viola Saperstein. God bless her. I don't know where she is now. Shortly before lunchtime, just as we were being released, Mrs. Saperstein told us all that we had not made the kind of progress she had expected us to make during the school year, and accordingly, those of us in her class were going to have to stay in school over the summer. Oh, we were crushed. We were miserable. And we came back after lunch and sat down, and Ms. Saperstein said, "April Fool." Oh, my goodness.
This is Murray Lewis calling from East Cobb. My favorite April Fool's joke was played on us, my husband and I, by NPR. It was April 1st, 2008. NPR was on our radio, of course, and there was an announcement at the end of the news about a new symphony hall that had been built in Copenhagen, Denmark, out of Legos. My husband and I were going to travel to Copenhagen that summer, and we decided that we had to include this place to visit. We therefore swallowed the whole story, hook, line, and sinker, were all ready to visit. We were very disappointed when we found out that it didn't really exist. This hall made out of Legos.